Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Did you see on the news a month or two back the story of that Australian primary school kid who was being bullied at school and someone videoed him being punched by another kid repeatedly, and then the victim snapped, grabbed the bully, picked him up and threw him onto the ground, body slammed him. Yeah, I know, they're in primary school, pretty full on. It got worldwide publicity, including Justin Bieber contacting the boy who was being bullied and taking him out on the stage during a live show. The kid became a hero for standing up for himself. Now, I'm not sure I advocate fighting back like that, but it made me think. Bullying comes in many forms. Do you tailgate someone in your car deliberately to make them go faster? Do you not slow down when a pedestrian up ahead of you is crossing the street and you almost hit them? Do you give your partner the silent treatment? Do you speak with sarcasm, make put-down jokes, spread rumours or hurtful gossip? Do you yell or swear at someone? Do you give unwanted physical contact to someone? Do you force your partner to be intimate? Do you leave your child in their room unattended for long periods? Do you deny anyone in your family required health or dental care? Do you threaten abandonment? The list goes on. Wow, it's not my list, but it's a reminder to keep us in check. Jesus was constantly bullied. When Jesus was punched in the face by the guard of the high priest, he responded, "If I said something wrong, testify as to what is wrong. But if I spoke the truth, why do you strike me?" Jesus defended himself with words, and he confronted the bully and demanded an answer for his unjust treatment. Now that's a role model. I'm Aaron Wright.